from KQED.
Among the thousands of firefighters on the line in California are hundreds of prison inmates who are battling the Tubbs Fire in Sonoma and the Atlas Fire in Napa. KQED's Alex Helmick joins us to talk about them. Alex, what kinds of conditions are prison inmate firefighters seeing out there?
Really bad conditions. I mean, the first responders who went out there, the first inmate firefighters who were out there, I'm being told, were out there for 72 straight hours. That normally they do 24 hours on, 24 hours off. In this case, three straight days sleeping out in the wild. Here's Bill Sessa from the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation.
Typically, we get them back to a command center to get some rest. It's just in the early stages of these fires, they were working in the most extreme conditions that we've faced in a long time.
That's just how bad the Tubbs Fire and the Atlas Fire were, especially Sunday night, Monday, when it was just a firestorm out there.
So how often does this happen? How often do inmates get called in to battle wildfires?
So the whole program, you know, California state prisons, we've got a lot of inmates. We're over 100,000 inmates. And so they have this program is about 3,800 inmates, minimal safety risk inmates that they allow to volunteer for this program. They train them and then they send them out to do that containment work when there are fires. When they're not battling fires, they're sort of like repairing dams and doing infrastructure work like that. And they say that it saves the state between $90 and $100 million a year.
Now, I remember in covering past wildfires on the scene at the command center, seeing some firefighters, orange jumpsuits. Hey, wow, these guys look interesting, dressed a little bit different from the other firefighters, starting to walk towards them, it becoming very clear that, no, in fact, these are not the firefighters you get to talk to. What is the separation? How are these folks staged? You know, in comparison to the other firefighters, do they mix in?
It's a community. It's very strange. I've been on a few of the camps where they keep them. Very low security. Usually the guys are so tired that they can't just walk away because they're out there for 24 hours fighting a fire, right? They also don't want to because they get paid $2 a day to be in the camp, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's pretty good. And then for prison, then they get $1 an hour for fighting fires when they're out fighting fires. And the food is so much better. When you talk to these guys, one of the first things they tell you is they give them real hearty food like potatoes and meat and like proper food because they got to have the energy. They also get time off their sentence, by the way. They get double the time off for good behavior on their sentence. So they don't want to blow it.
Why do you think California does this? Is it to rehabilitate or to save money or both?
I hear that it's both, and I will say that with the caveat that when I was talking to some of the inmates a couple of years ago doing this story, I pulled them aside away from the guards so that they didn't feel pressured to say anything. And they would say, look, I just don't want to let my partner down. Like, I'm out there with 12 other inmates and one Cal Fire official, like one Cal Fire firefighter who knows what he's doing. And I don't want to let the guy behind me down. I don't want to let the guy in front of me down. It just creates something like a sense of self-worth for these guys. And they all really liked it. They said it's really hard work, but they'd rather do that than be behind bars.
All right. Hard work, better than hard time. KQED's Alex Helmick, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brad.